The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our new guest. I'm excited about sister girl here. We've got, I think this is certainly her first time with us, Diana Richardson Philippus. And her goal seems to be empowering women. She's a dynamic speaker, renowned for her ability to inspire and empower women. She is involved in a global movement dedicated to transforming the lives of women by providing them with the resources, the strategies, and the community to succeed in business and leadership. She offers a range of services that includes coaching, workshops, an annual Women in Business Networking Conference with a commitment to elevating women in all industries. I like that. She has a MBA in leadership, and she's built her own organization from the ground up. Let's welcome Diana. Diana, are you here?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, Diana, you sound like, if you notice the song, my husband is so good about the songs he likes to choose for our show on Sundays. And the song he chose for you, and he didn't go over that with me. He just kind of gets in a vein where he figures it out what he wants to bring the guest in with it. I'm Every Woman. And do you believe that you are every woman, that we are just intricately connected by being female, and that we indeed are each other?
Well, first off, thank you so much, you guys, for having me on the show today. I truly appreciate it. And yes, I did hear the song, and I was over here just dancing to myself because that's one of my favorite songs Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And to answer your question, absolutely, absolutely. I do believe that as women, we are all intricately connected together. It is our responsibility as women to uplift and empower one another. And the reasoning behind my organization is for that simple fact. You know, when I started on my journey, I realized that while, yes, there's a lot of women entrepreneurs out there, you know, there's entrepreneurs in general, but the key missing factor for me was the empowerment. Mm-hmm. I found that while there were many platforms that speak to empowerment, when you really get down in the trenches of building your business, finding those outlets for empowerment and connection, it was simply missing. Mm-hmm. And so I made it my mission to, as I rose, to reach and teach and bring others with me.
I like that. I'm taking notes as you are speaking. Reach and teach. It's our responsibility, you said, to uplift and empower one another. You know, so often, as a woman of color, you understand that some of the labels that get attached to us, even women, period, you know, that we have a crab mentality, you know, pulling each other down and not lifting each other up. Celebrating one another, realizing it's enough air, it's enough space that we all can have a piece of the pie and we all can be celebrated for our strengths, talents, and abilities. And so how have you overcome some of those negative narratives? And I know you're aware of them because you're a professional woman and you built this organization. How do you overcome some of those negative vibes and narratives that are out there attached to women?
Well, you're most certainly correct in that. And not only am I a woman who has, you know, I know about this saying. I'll go as far as to say it's not just a saying. I would say that a lot of it is true. Mm-hmm. And how I have overcome it is to lead by example. Mm-hmm. Because the crab in the bucket mentality is very real. It's very real. I do not understand it. But what I do is I lead by example. because there is plenty. I speak to this point all the time. There is plenty money in the world for everyone to have some and then more.
Yes.
So we are stronger together than we can ever be apart. And so I always say one of my favorite sayings is that, you know, real queens fix each other's crowns. We don't try to tear each other down. We want to fix each other's crowns. We want to uplift them. We want to empower. We want to give that knowledge and the resources. We want to see each other rise because we are stronger together.
Yes.
Dinah, that is so powerful. And I want you to hold that thought. Just hold that thought and don't go anywhere. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners, and we're just excited about our guests here. And we're on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community. Don't go anywhere. Give us a call. Let's talk to Dinah. We want to hear from you at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
WAOK 1380 is the people station for a reason. You all are always on top of those issues.
Talk about it with the Turners, and we're talking to a queen and a queen maker, Dinah. Dinah, we appreciate you coming in, sharing with us, and I'm going to turn it over to my queen.
You know what? I was looking at her more information about Dinah, and I often have said, and we've talked this about this together. You never know people's story,
right?
You know, sometimes you just get who show up in the room at that particular moment. You know, we dress up pretty good, we clean it up pretty good, accessorize pretty good, but you don't know people's story.
Right.
This woman has an intriguing story where it says she was a high school dropout battling depression, anxiety, and she went on to become a leader in business and entrepreneurship. That right there deserves a hand.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We're a big hand, everybody.
You don't throw people away.
You don't.
You don't do that.
And Dinah, I know you've heard this because I grew up hearing this. You can't get to choose how you start off in life, the families you're dropped in the middle of, your circumstance. Right. You don't get to choose that, but you can choose what you do with it. And you
Absolutely.
Made a decision not to be known just as a high school dropout, but to take what was the hand that was dealt with you to you and play it with skill, with strategies. And look where you've come. And so I want you to tell us more about your story.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my story is a deep one. We would definitely be on here for a while, but I'm going to try my best to summarize
okay.
it. But, you know, I grew up, my upbringing wasn't all bad, right? But I had a lot of, I saw a lot of domestic abuse with my mother and my stepfather. My childhood was plagued with, you know, drug abuse, you know, with my parents, seeing different things, right? That at the time, I didn't realize what it was doing to me. I had suffered with depression from early childhood, but it began to really surface for me when I got into high school. Like, I just found that I was in a place where I just didn't want to go to school anymore. You know, it wasn't that I wasn't excelling in school. I just didn't want to go. I just didn't want to go. And so I will never forget, you know, my family, you know, they were rallying around, you know, my aunts, and, oh, Dinah, you know, what is going on with you? And what, I don't get this. And I was depressed. And so my uncle, I will never forget. We were at the kitchen table, and he was like, "Well, you know what, Dinah? If you don't want to go to school anymore, just don't get your GED and just move on." And I, for whatever reason, in that moment, it was like a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, "Okay," and that's what I did. I got my GED and went on to college. It's a weird story, but that's what I did. And in college, I excelled. You know, I did rather well in college. And that's where I would definitely say my journey of empowerment for women truly began. It was in college. I didn't realize it at the time, but, you know, it was through those experiences. And I was still, you know, here and there. I knew that I needed an outlet, you know, therapy and things like that to really dig deep into some of the things that was going on with me. But I was very interested in self-development, even at that young age. I kept reading books about self-development, and I began reading books on affirmations, and I began getting therapy as well. And I soon discovered that, you know what, Diana, your childhood, yes, you saw a lot, you went through a lot. You know, my parents were on drugs, and I watched my mother, you know, be domestically abused, but this doesn't have to be your story. This doesn't have to be your mentality. You don't have to be, this isn't you. And I knew that there was a calling for me, much deeper than what I could understand. You know, I call it God's hand on me. He's always had his hand on me. It took me a very long time to discern how he was going to use me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. What a powerful that's an inspiring story. It really is. And
Thank you.
It looks like it's a story of discovery. You know what I like? Mm-hmm. One of the things, and I took a note too, when you were not motivated to go to school, that one day at the table or somewhere, your uncle gave you an option. I like that. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
He gave you an option. So often parents are traumatized by the decisions that their children make, but and you get caught up in the trauma of that instead of being open to there may be another way by which we can accomplish a desired end. And so you were contemplating, I don't want to go, and you could have been cast off and chalked up as she just is lazy, don't want to go to school, and she's a high school dropout. But somebody was moved to say there's an option, get a GED, and that GED still afforded you an opportunity to go to college. That's what if there's a lot we could take away from these moments that we have, Diana, but that's a moment that I hope a parent would take away from your story. Consider options. There are options. They may not be packaged the way you desire or what you thought, but it still could be a viable option to help your children transition to the next level.
You know, Diana, it says here that you empowered women to empower them. How young, because you were a young child, young lady, when this situation happened with you at home at that table. How young do you think we should start, or you should start empowering these young women and then move from there?
I would say start extremely early. Start when they are toddlers. Mm. Matter of fact, start in the womb, okay? Because empowerment is an ongoing situation, mm-hmm. okay? I'm still being empowered. Let me just say that.
Okay.
I empower others. You know, I empower myself, and I seek places, people, and things to keep me empowered as well. You know, it's an ongoing process. You're never too young to be empowered. Sure. You know, I think especially in today's day and age, you know, there's so much going on in the world as a whole. You know, it's enough to make anybody depressed if you look at mm-hmm. it long enough mm-hmm. and really just pay attention to all of these different things that are just plaguing us as a country. And so I really feel like that empowerment piece, it's positivity.
Yes.
You know, it's giving people the positive edge that they need. It's letting people see a different side, a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, empowered women empower, yes. We are about empowering women, of course. hence the name. Mm-hmm. But it's about people in general mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. It truly is. And we stand on that. Because when I decided to name this organization Empowered Women in Power, I meant just that. You know, empowerment is real. It's a vessel to reach and make the utmost impact. And I just can't say enough about it. I always get tongue-tied because I'm so passionate about it. Right. But it's just, it's really something that when you say it and you put it out there, you need to stand on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I know we're coming up. We want to talk about your conference that is coming up in a couple of months. And so when we get back, we want to talk about this conference. And I believe you're in your fourth year. And we want to talk about the emphasis of the conference and the audience that you're looking for and what is the message of it.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We're talking about empowering women. What a powerful subject. On News and Talk, WOK, the voice of the community, give us a call at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners, and we are listening to a woman that is truly empowering other women to be the best they possibly can be, Miss Diana Richardson. And is it Philippus, Miss Richardson?
It is. It's Philippus.
Oh, good.
Many people get tongue-tied with it. Blame my husband, okay?
I will, because I was concerned. I didn't want to destroy your name like I do so many others, but we appreciate you being here, and thank you so much for sharing. Vicki was asking you something about the conference coming up.
We want to get into your conference in a minute, but what speaks out is so many positive things that you're doing and impacting our environment for our girls. I think about our girls, and one of our callers called in earlier, Diana, and mentioned the story about a young girl in middle school took her life. And that only comes from, and that you don't have to have been there. You could probably surmise a depression, anxiety, a low sense of self-worth, and disturbed mind, mental illness, those kind of things. And that could have been your story. It could have been. But grace came into it, a moment. I came into it where an uncle said, you don't have to stay in this place where you're uncomfortable, unhappy, unproductive. Let me share an option. And I can't say that enough. I also like the fact that you said our girls are never too young to hear this message of empowering, which creates within them a healthy self-image. And if we start planting those seeds early, and then those seeds become water seeds, and ultimately it produces fruit in their lives that's positive and beneficial and life-affirming. So do you have daughters, Diana?
I do not, but I do have two nieces.
Uh-huh. So tell me, how do you play out that in real life with your nieces?
I'm always encouraging them. I'm always letting them know that they can be and do, you know, whatever it is that they want. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing in the world that they can't do. I believe that we need to encourage the younger youth to let them know, you know, very early on that whatever it is that their heart desires, mm-hmm. that it can be accomplished. Yes. You know, I think that a lot of the times, you know, from what I see, I'm not a parent, you know, but I do see a lot of people trying to dictate where their children should go mm-hmm. instead of really looking and encouraging what they really want. You know, my nieces, I have one. I know that she's going to want, she wants to be a cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. We see it in her early on. They're 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. One, she loves dancing. I mean, she's acrobatic. I mean, that she, and you encourage those things because you never know. You never know. I think that when you place limitations and your own desires, you know, on where your children should go or what they should do, that can cause potentially, you know, some depression or just feelings of, especially if it's not something that they want to do, right? They have mm-hmm. no love for it. They're not interested in it. It's just not their calling. Then that in turn creates just a feeling of, you know, anxiety and just not wanting and depression. Yeah, and we don't want that. We want to encourage, uplift, and support from a very early age that the possibilities are endless. And I do that with my nieces.
Tell us about this. What made you launch out into the deep? And I'm thinking about the first time you launched your Women's in Business Networking Conference, and now you're embarking upon the fourth year. What made you launch out and do that?
So, if I may, it's a story that comes along with this. So, when I launched my first business, which is Bronze Glow Beauty Organic Cosmetics, when I first started that business, I started doing pop-up shops as for myself as a way to get the business name out. I wanted to bring it to people's doorsteps. So I began creating an experience for Bronze Glow Beauty for myself. And so I started having people ask me, well, can I come with you? Other women who, you know, they had businesses. And I was like, yeah, sure, come on. So I began doing pop-up shops and then with other businesses. And during that time, because during this period of time, Bronze Glow Beauty had placement in 4 retail stores in a year of launching. And so I began to teach at the pop-up shops where women were coming along and businesses coming along to join, how I did it. This is why you need to have this experience. This is what you need to do when the people are coming. It began a whole movement at that moment. And in that vein, I realized, wait a minute, Diana, this is way more than what you're thinking it is. This isn't just about, you know, Bronze Glow Beauty doing a pop-up and now you're bringing people aboard, you know, you're educating, you're empowering, you're making a movement. And I decided to branch out and create a business out of it called Empower Women in Power. And so through that, I felt that just doing the pop-up shops wasn't enough, because as I continued to grow, I continued to want to teach people. I wanted to give them everything that I had and everything that I was still learning and all the tips and tricks and strategies that I had learned and emphasized and did and knew that they were tried and true. I wanted to deliver that. And so through that came the Women in Business Networking Conference, where I wanted to bring women under one roof for a day, right? I wanted to be in a safe space where I could bring in the speakers and workshops and all sorts of things. It's amazing, this conference. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a full day of empowerment, you know, of the networking, of the business building, and just learning. And so that's how the WBNC began.
Wow. And it's grown to, you did it last year, was that? You do it every year or every other year?
I do it every year.
And last year, what kind of participation did you all experience?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. We had over 100 women in the room. When I tell you that the conference is from sun up literally until sundown, mm-hmm. we have a ball. We have keynote speakers. We have power speakers. We have breakout sessions. We have speed networking. Oh, there is so much that goes on in that room. It is a transformational day. I mean, we are laughing, crying, dancing, all in one day. Okay. It is so much power in that room. It's amazing. You know, we've had speakers to come aboard. Beverly Johnson has graced us with her presence at the 2023 conference. Last year, we had the amazing Dr. Cheryl Wood hailing from Washington, D.C., that graced the crowd with her presence. And this year, we have the renowned Ashley Fox, CEO and founder of Empathy. She's 36 years old and is on the track to be a billionaire, all from teaching people how to utilize investing to build their financial wealth. So Empowered, I mean, WBNC is amazing. I'm so excited, as I am every year, but I'm so excited for the transformation that will take place in that room.
Well, tell my sisters here, tell them how they can register and the details.
Absolutely, absolutely. This year, the WBNC is going to be March 22nd, and it is located at the Crown Plaza Midtown in Atlanta, Georgia. You can register for the event by, it's on Eventbrite. You can also go to my website, which is empoweredwomenempower.com.
Okay, I've got everything. And the cost for registration?
The cost for registration does vary. We are open to having a plethora of different people. Like, again, it's not just about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
It isn't. It's about professionals, corporate, you know, all of the things, and even students.
Okay.
So our ticket prices are varying. We have student discount tickets that are going on right now, $99 for two, okay, for two tickets.
Okay. Very
if
good.
If you are in school. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this has been an enlightening conversation.
Very much so.
The only thing missing, honey, is she don't have me on this phone.
I was about to say that.
That's the only thing missing. Diana hasn't called me. I'm safe. Is that Vicki Turner?
Yeah.
We're going to talk because I want to help you get the word out a little bit more on it and get
absolutely
the conferees in there, because I just retired from the Board of Education in DeKalb County, and I think you have a message even for our young people, our young women that are in school.
Absolutely.
But this has been a delightful conversation today, and we appreciate being able to lift up what it is you're trying to do and empower our sisters and share it with our community, and hopefully it'll have a positive impact on the conference and on our community at large. Thank you so much.
And from a black man, thank you. We appreciate you so very, very much.
Oh, thank you guys so much for your time today. Thank you again. I appreciate you both.
Well, Stephanie, you take care. Stay safe. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.